You've mentioned men should not store cell phones in their pockets. Should women store cell phones in their bra? And is it okay in both cases if they're off?
There's over 70 studies which show that EMFs promote breast cancer. We've got studies where women are putting their cell phones in their bra and they're getting like the cancer in exactly the place where they put the cell phone in the bra. And just the whole women EMF question with regard to the eggs and the eggs being radiated. So we've got, women are born with so many eggs and that is radiated. Those eggs are radiated. I almost feel like saying women should not be using cell phones either. But if I said that, nobody would listen to me. But what I am saying is to be aware of these dangers. Women are grown adults. And if they're not grown adults, then it's for the parents to explain these dangers and ensure that, children, girls are not getting these cell phones or not using them irresponsibly if they do have a cell phone and, making sure they don't get them into a certain age. And I don't have an age where I can say how it's safe. 16 is a safe age or 14 or whatever. But it is a particular concern that women, with regard to the science that we do have, and we would like more studies on this. So there are a lot of studies with regard to male infertility, but with regard to female infertility, there are less. And the reason that there are less is because of the invasive procedures which are necessary to do this kind of studies. But we do have studies on animals, and very clearly those studies are showing that EMFs can impair the reproductive system.
We've heard that we're locked in a technology battle with China over commercializing 5G. You mentioned China's already working on 6G. Should we ramp up 5G so we don't fall behind other countries?
Well, this is what they want us to believe. And when I say they, it's the telecoms companies, governments, and the media. You turn the news on, and we're in this race to beat them and the nasty Chinese, and that somehow we're going to suffer if we don't win this race. Well, that's not how I see it. Well, how I see it. So if we don't win this race, then perhaps economically, there might be negative effects. But the real negative effects, the real concerns is how we will, how we're going to be suffering as a population when this 5G and all these subsequent technologies are being rolled out, given what we already know, given all this very extensive peer-reviewed research, which goes back decades, these thousands of studies. It's really rather clear what is, what the dangers are. And frankly, is that the real concern? Is, that we're in a, that to win this race of 5G? No, it's not. The real concern is the health effects. That's what comes first. We can see with the current health, the current health crisis, it's the health effects which are important. But if people don't understand what the health effects of this around surrounding this EMF question are, then obviously we're, people are not taking action and people are not cognitive of, what the dangers are and, and that anything needs to be done and that kid, their kids need to be protective. So that's why it's so important to talk about this. And really that whole thing about, the race, that is just, it's misleading.
What's a smart meter and how do we protect ourselves from them?
Yeah, so smart meters are these meters which are replacing now or have already replaced in many parts of the world these analog mechanical meters that we had. So we used to have the utility guy come out and he'd read your gas, your electricity, your water. And now with this, in this 21st century world, then this information, this data is communicated via different means, via, so it can actually, there's different kinds of smart meter, and it can be, they can be wireless, or they can be transmitting the data back down the electrical wire. And whichever way you look at it, it's not good news. it creates electrical pollution. And so we're back to, you know, if it's wireless, we're back to this radio frequency, microwave radiation, which you have no control over. Again, this is, you know, because if you have Wi-Fi in your home, if you have a cell phone, that's your choice. But if they put a smart meter on your property and it's throwing out 24/7 this radio frequency microwave radiation, and you can't get to sleep. I mean, and I, there's, I've, there's so many people that have complained about this, and they weren't even, they didn't even know that a smart meter had been introduced into their neighborhood. They hadn't even got one on their property sometimes. And yet waking up, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning when the smart meter does its data dump, and the, these meters work in different ways. And sometimes it's multiple times a second, they're transmitting the data back. Sometimes it's once a day, or the intervals change, depends where you live, what the, you know, your utility company is, the make of the meter, etc. But whether it's that, the wireless form of communication, or whether it's the wired, if it's the wired, we're back to the dirty electricity problem, which again, we've got thousands of studies, not thousands of studies, but we've got a lot of research linking with adverse health effects, including cancer.